Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Now, he was apparently supposed to die back in 2003. Ahmed Al-Shayaya, the man whose voice you're about to hear, drove a truck full of explosives into the Jordanian embassy in Baghdad.
I was sitting in a ball of fire, screaming, and everything was burning. People were shooting at me. I didn't know where the bullets were coming from, but I jumped through the window into the ground, and then I ran.
He ended up killing 9 innocent people, but Al-Shayaa was not killed. He was caught, sent to Saudi Arabia for what is known as jihad rehab. His treatment there: coloring, drawing, and making papier-mâché at what used to be a holiday resort center. This is the same treatment program prescribed for one of the men reportedly affiliated now with the Al-Qaeda group that took responsibility for the plot to blow up that Northwest Airlines flight on Christmas Day. Owen Bennett-Jones is the host of the BBC NewsHour, and he visited that jihad rehab center back in 2008. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning to you.
So what's the feel of this rehab program, and what do they aim to accomplish here?
Well, it's not as you describe it, really. I mean, there is some art therapy, which does seem a bit odd, but it's one very minor part of the whole process. The vast bulk of it takes two forms, really, or three. The first is religious re-education, which is not really persuading people that things like the American intervention in Iraq was correct, because you'll never do that. But it is persuading them that it's wrong to declare jihad personally, that that should be a governmental decision, and getting these people to admit that they should have not gone to Iraq to fight, for example. Second element is that they pay them really very substantial sums of money, like $33,000 for getting married, plus a job, plus a flat, to try and resettle them into civilian life. And the third thing, just quickly to mention, is that the families are involved and take responsibility for the good behavior of their relatives.
And here's one of the doctors from that program, Dr. Awad Al-Yami. He spoke in 2008 when you were there reporting. Listen to this.
Get that negative energy out on the paper. It's safe here. It's on the paper. It's not outside.
That sounds a little bit like, you know, a clip from the Oprah show here in the United States. I mean, there is a certain amount of psychology here in addition to the incentives you've already described, right?
Well, yeah, as I say, it's a very small part of the course. I think it's something like an hour a week compared to, 50 hours or something else. And, of course, the Americans are using this art therapy themselves in the Iraqi camps. Apparently, soft pastels and curvy lines are an indication of a peaceful intent. Well, I mean, you know, I wasn't entirely convinced by that, but I just must say that it was not really what the course was about.
But if anything, today we would be even less convinced that this course would work, given the situation now with the Christmas alleged bombing of the Northwest flight. It seems that people who come out of this program are not necessarily cured. What's the sense of success rate?
Well, that's contested. I mean, when I was there, they said 92 had gone through it and none had reoffended, and that was about 18 months ago. Since then, partly, I think, because the people left in Guantanamo tend to be the more committed jihadists, so they're getting tougher cases to deal with. Since then, there have been some failures, no doubt. The guy who's running Al-Qaeda in the Arab Peninsula is a former Guantanamo detainee who's been through the program. And there are other examples you can point to, but of course there are many successes. And I've interviewed people from Guantanamo now in Yemen, in Saudi, and Pakistan. And my impression, but of course these are the ones prepared to meet me as a Western reporter, my impression is that most of them have had enough and they just want to have a quiet life.
Well,
so in a way, the Saudi program is pushing on an open door. So, you know, it does have substantial success, but not complete success.
And it's in competition with the radicalization of people in places like Guantanamo directly. Owen Bennett-Jones, host of the NewsHour from the BBC, thank you so much.